But you might notice Jess isn't here today. She's still recovering from the wedding of the century.
She is. And you may not have seen a lot of posts on Instagram as well. We were told that it was an unplugged wedding, so not a lot of photos. None of Jess yet.
No.
She gets first rights to post the photo of her dress.
She said that she's probably going to post one at 7:30, so stay tuned. But you can also follow my Instagram, at Darko. I'll get all like the second best wedding content. You know what I mean?
Such as? What have we got to look forward to?
Lisa Faccioni and me dancing on the dance floor, doing full spins where I nearly drop her, and you can see people's reactions like, oh my God.
But it was a wonderful day.
It was great.
Blah, blah, blah. Beautiful wedding. Beautiful setting.
Wonderful.
Beautiful couple. Blah, 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 blah. Anyway, we had a couple of roles.
Didn't we?
We had to be the flower girls.
And we didn't know right up until, this is genuine, we didn't know right until the moment before we did it if we were doing it.
Yeah.
Angus didn't tell us anything. No. Jess hadn't followed up with it.
No, she said it once on air and then hadn't mentioned it again.
And I don't know if it was a joke or if it was real. And people were like, you guys doing it? I was like, I have no idea. You and me hadn't seen each other. I'd been in isolation.
Yeah.
Like it was the most disorganized. I was like, oh God, are we going to ruin this day? Because like this was a joke and we're not meant to do it and we're doing it. Like,
yeah. And then one of the staff organizing was just there looking a bit forlorn, holding two baskets of flowers. And we're like, I guess they're ours.
Yeah. She's like, you're my flower boys.
So we grabbed them.
Yeah.
We sat behind the modesty curtain, which is where things got a little awkward.
It was.
Because Jess pulled up in her car. Now, as you may have heard from the discussions, the modesty curtain was there, so she would have a big reveal. People wouldn't see her get out of the car. They would wait till the curtains were drawn, and then you would see her for the first time.
And Angus made this modesty curtain.
Yes.
He built it with his bare hands.
Yeah, well, the thing was that we were behind it, so we saw her get out of the car.
It was awkward, right?
And we're like, can we look at you?
What do I
do? Are we allowed to look out of nowhere to look?
And they were all quiet because they were quite nervous. And I, to that point, wasn't nervous. But then I saw Jess, and like you said, I don't know if we could look at her or not. And then she looked at me, and I looked at her, and I must have looked nervous because she looked hell nervous. Then I started freaking out. I was like, Gilly, we're going to ruin this wedding. We're going to ruin this wedding. We've got to be good.
Yeah, and then we started talking quite in depth about our flower budget because it was a long walk up to the altar.
Yeah. It was like 150 metres. It felt like it went forever.
Yeah. And we had this small basket of flowers and we're like, I think we can only pick up two or three at a time and then kind of just sprinkle them on the grass as it goes.
And we ran out of moves. Like we'd throw it in the air and we'd do a little spin. Then we're like, what else do we do? We've got 100 metres left.
Yeah, I'm going to spin again.
We're dancing with them. Yeah. And then we did a jump. We did like, you gave me a basket. I went in front of the whole audience when we got to the altar and I ran and jumped in your arms and we put the littered the flowers all over us.
Yeah, which we thought was like this graceful, one of those sprinklers that just showers petals everywhere. Yeah. According to witness reports, most of the petals just fell on our own heads.
Yeah. And they got stuck in the basket when I was trying to flip them upside down.
But it went well otherwise.
That was great. The video will be out soon where we can see it back because it was an unplugged wedding, as you mentioned. So there was no social media. There were no phones allowed.
No phones allowed. But one of Jess's very good friends sneakily took a video of us doing the flower girl
duties. Bit of contraband.
And a lot of people were saying, oh, geez, I want to see that.
Yeah.
And I said, I know something.
I know a person at the wedding who's been filming.
Girl, look, don't tell anyone.
Okay.
Because it was strictly against the rules.
Oh, yeah.
But that girl over there in the floral dress.
Yeah.
She's got it. Tap my nose. Yeah. And then I saw over the course of the recovery on Sunday, just heaps of people just going up to her, introducing themselves and being like, can I see the
video?
The blacklisted video?
Yeah. She would have been kicked out for that wedding. There was a social media manager there at the wedding employed just to kick people out if she saw their phones.
Yeah, I don't think she's allowed in Newcastle anymore.
Oh, jeez. But it was very good, mate. I had a great day. And I know I had a good day because at the recovery the next day, the photographer, who was obviously taking photos all night, said, oh, Ducko, I just followed you around on the dance floor. These are my phrases that I was yelling two phrases the whole night, or three phrases. One was, we did it. I was grabbing people just saying, we did it. The other was, we're out of ISO. And the third one was, don't we look money? And he said, you were just on loop saying that, hugging people, dancing. And there's photos that I'll post this morning as well of me dancing with Jess's mum, Lisa. Yeah. And I fully did a spin. And the best moment was when I spammed. I nearly did drop her because obviously I was holding my cocky tea in my other hand. I didn't want to drop my drink.
So I was save like, that.
Yeah, I'll save the drink over the mother of the bride. But yeah, that's life. And I nearly drop her. And I look over and I see Rob Falcioni, Jess's dad, in the corner, just like staring at me. Just like, don't drop my wife. And also probably just stop touching my wife.